Today, five of Iraq's political leaders announced that they had reached consensus on a number of political goals. They include an easing of rules that bar members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from holding government office. They also agreed on a mechanism for releasing detainees and on the need for regulation of the oil industry. But the measures would all require parliamentary approval, and there is doubt as to whether the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, can accomplish that. News analyst Daniel Schur says this agreement comes amid rising voices in favor of new Iraqi leadership.
Dump Maliki is a phrase beginning to be heard in administration circles. It seemed a simple act of democracy in action when Nouri al-Maliki, representing a long-oppressed Shiite majority, took over the reins of a post-Saddam government. It hasn't worked out. Maliki presides not over a unified government, but quarreling factions and sectarian strife. The National Intelligence Estimate last week painted a grim picture of a government close to chaos. Prime Minister Maliki has not been able, if indeed he tried, to get his friends in Tehran to halt arms shipments that target American troops in Iraq. Reflecting administration ambivalence, President Bush last Tuesday spoke of a certain level of frustration with the Maliki leadership. But on Wednesday, he praised Maliki as a good man with a difficult job. If the Bush administration decides after the September status report to go for regime change, the question becomes, after Maliki, who? There is a candidate who has made clear to the Bush administration his readiness to bring to an end a system based on sectarian strife. He is Ayad Alawi, a secular Shiite politician who was selected by the United States to be the interim prime minister until the 2005 Iraqi election. He has what you might call a campaign fund of several hundred thousand dollars. He has been on CNN and on the op-ed page of the Washington Post. He talked of creating a government of national unity through national reconciliation. He's been operating from Jordan, says he now plans to return to Baghdad. National unity and reconciliation are something that Iraq could use a lot of right now, but it's hard to see how the United States plans to bring this about. Alawi may find some support from the Sunnis and the Kurds, but the Shiites have not gained power after years of persecution under Saddam Hussein, just to see it slip away now. This is Daniel Schur.